This is Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We don't have a word for the opposite of loneliness, but if we did, I could say that's what I want in life. Those are the words of Marina Keegan, an aspiring writer with a bright future whose essay, The Opposite of Loneliness, was published in the Yale Daily News just before she graduated from Yale in 2012.
The essay launched Marina into the national spotlight. She received more than 1.4 million hits from people across 98 countries on the essay. She didn't get to witness the full impact of her work, though, because 5 days after graduation, Marina was killed in a car accident.
Her dream was to be a published writer, and in her short life, she went a long way to achieving that dream. Her essay about why so many of her Yale classmates were being pulled into banking and finance when they really wanted to change the world in other ways, well, that appeared in the New York Times. And after she died, the New Yorker magazine published Marina's fiction, and her musical, Independence, debuted at the New York International Fringe Festival. But still, many months after Marina passed away, her parents asked themselves a searing and painful but profoundly loving question. Though she's gone, how can we help our daughter fulfill her dreams? Well, the answer is a new book, The Opposite of Loneliness, a collection of Marina Keegan's essays and stories that's out just this month. Tracy and Kevin Keegan and one of her professors and mentors at Yale, writer Anne Fadiman, co-edited the book. They'll be reading from The Opposite of Loneliness tonight at Brookline Booksmith and tomorrow night at the Harvard Bookstore. They all join us now. First of all, Tracy and Kevin, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Meghna.
And Anne, welcome to you as well.
Thank you so much, Meghna.
So let me just start with a disclosure. As the mother of a young girl, the love that went into this project on your behalf, on the behalf of your daughter, just, it moved me. It moved me beyond description. So I'm very proud and happy to be able to welcome you all to this show. And first of all, Tracy and Kevin, let me ask you, when you look through this book, this completed work, The Opposite of Loneliness, tell us, what do you see in this work?
I see all of the many different prismatic sides of my daughter, her hope, her dreams, her frustrations, her jealousies. And I also see a lot of courage, because I think it took an awful lot of courage to be so open and vulnerable with her own personal insecurities. But I also think that it's on the opposite side of that is her hopes. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's part of what people I actually identify with.
Yeah,
I see Marina, the activist, in a lot of the essays that appeared in some of the Yale Daily News, articles that she had written. And I see her passion for helping other peoples and, like, why we care about whales and, even artichokes have doubts, stability in motion, which is about, the car that she got from her grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And, she got a lot more than just a car from her grandmother. Is a lot like her in terms of caring about people and things like that. So,
right. You know, one thing, if I may go so far as saying that one thing that I saw in reading Marina's collection of essays and stories is also, I mean, you mentioned courage. It seems as if she had the courage to write for the people that basically were her most important peer group, right? Her friends, the people that she knew, those folks that were her age. And a lot of young writers maybe tend to write at their audience, right? Saying, like, I'm 22, this is what I know, deal with it. But she seemed to be writing for them, to them, right? I mean, it was more of a conversation, of an open conversation of, these are the challenges we face, here's how I'm dealing with them. Tell me what you think. I mean, Anne Fadiman, did you see evidence of that sort of willingness to explore as you were teaching her and mentoring Marina at Yale?
Yes, although I'm not sure that the verb to see is the right infinitive. I hear Marina's voice on the page. And one of the pleasures and sadnesses of editing the book and being so immersed in every word is that I could hear the sound of her voice say every sentence. It's conversational. It's not an academic, formal voice, though God knows she could write beautifully academically. But she sounds on the page the way she sounded in person, and that's what I hear when I read the book.
Mm. Now, so if we can, let's get as close as we can to hearing Marina's voice through her words. Tracy or Kevin, could you read a little bit for us from The Opposite of Loneliness?
I'd be happy to. Some of us know exactly what we want and are on the path to get it, already going to med school, working at the perfect NGO, doing research. And to you, I say, both congratulations and you suck. For most of us, however, we're somewhat lost in this sea of liberal arts, not quite sure what road we're on and whether we should have taken it. If only I'd majored in biology. If only I'd gotten involved in journalism as a freshman. If only I'd thought to apply for this or for that. What we have to remember is that we can still do anything. We can change our minds. We can start over, get a post back, or try writing for the first time. The notion that it's too late to do anything is comical. It's hilarious. We're graduating from college. We're so young. We can't, we must not lose this sense of possibility, because in the end, it's all we have.
That's Tracy Keegan reading from her daughter Marina Keegan's work, The Opposite of Loneliness. It's one of the many essays and stories that appears in a collection called The Opposite of Loneliness. Tracy and Kevin, if I may ask you, Marina passed away in a car accident on the Cape as she was headed, I believe, towards a birthday party for you, Kevin. Is that right?
Correct.
Did it make this process of compiling Marina's writing, did it make it difficult at any time? Because, I mean, who could blame a parent for not actually wanting to delve into the writing, into the legacy that their child has left, especially when the child passes away suddenly at the age of 22?
Mm-hmm. Well, we immediately included some of her writing in the service a week later. And the essay, The Opposite of Loneliness, went viral. And we started hearing from people all over the world about how it affected them. And we felt that we needed to get, her words out there so that more people could, read them and experience the change that we had been hearing about. So it was something that we felt compelled to do.
Mm. Yeah, Tracy, do you have another thought on that?
Well, I knew that Marina's dream was to be a published writer. I also know that she would probably have a heart attack if she realized that we were putting some of these pieces in, because she's like, those aren't my best works. But I think that, basically what it gave me was a chance to fulfill a dream of my daughter's, mm-hmm. for her.
Yeah.
Although the truth of it is, I doubt I would have pursued this as quickly, except for the fact that so many people from across the world were responding and basically writing to us and telling us about the ways in which it had changed their lives just to read that one essay.
Yeah.
And that really was kind of the inspiration, and that was, their words were the pieces of light in our darkness.
Where did she get this ability to write? I mean, because as I was reading her essays, I thought, darn it, I'm definitely well past Marina's age. I wish I could write like that. I mean, it's quite incredible.
One of her messages is, it's never too late. So Tracy read to Marina a lot when she was young. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
So, for all the young parents out there, I encourage them to read often to their children. And we also, and I particularly, told a lot of stories that I made up when we were in the car, or, where we couldn't actually read from a book. I, you know, would make things up. And so some of her creativity maybe would come from some of those, you know, crazy stories that, you know, that I would come up with that sometimes had a lesson, you know, the lone skier or something along those lines.
I love that. Turn off the screens that are now in the back seats of cars, everyone. Make up stories instead. And let me ask you, I mean, you were a teacher and a mentor for Marina, and she took a class of yours at Yale called Writing About Oneself, which apparently had a really huge impact on her. Can you tell us about how she was in that class and the person that she emerged as afterwards?
Well, that sounds as if she was not fully emerged on the very first day. No, she was a butterfly fully emerged from her cocoon long before I met her in the spring of her junior year. But she dived into a class in which the students are very candid about sharing their secrets because all of their personal essays are on a password-protected site, and they take a vow of confidentiality on the first day of the term. So she knew she could write about anything. She was candid, she was funny, she was outspoken, she was brilliant, she had incredibly high standards, she was confident in the sound of her own voice.
Wow. Well, if we could you help us hear a little bit more of that voice? Because one of the essays included in the collection is actually one that I believe she wrote in your class.
Three of them are, and okay. I would love to read from the end of Song for the Special, which is the last essay in the book. Sometimes I think about what it would be like if there was actually peace. The whole planet would be super sustainable, windmills everywhere, solar panel doobops, clean streets. Before the world freezes and goes dark, it would be perfect. The generation flying its tiny cars would think itself special. Until one day, vaguely, quietly, the sun would flicker out and they'd realize that none of us are, or that all of us are. I read somewhere that radio waves just keep traveling outward, flying into the universe with eternal vibrations. Sometime before I die, I think I'll find a microphone and climb to the top of a radio tower. I'll take a deep breath and close my eyes because it will start to rain right when I reach the top. Hello, I'll say to outer space. This is my card.
That's Anne Fadiman reading an excerpt from Song for the Special, an essay by Marina Keegan. It's one of many works included in the new book, The Opposite of Loneliness. Tracy and Kevin, in the last 40 seconds or so that we have, I'm just wondering, as people read Marina's work and absorb it, what do you hope they come away with? Her many thousands, if not millions, of readers.
Well, I know certainly they're going to be entertained because she was very funny. But I hope they come away with a sense that it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to, you know, be in a position that you're not sure of what you want to do at this point in your life. And I hope they come away with a sense of there are possibilities. And that there is going to, you know, be, you know, something that's, you know, going to make a difference in their lives if they work at it.
Any other last thought, Tracy?
I think Marina really was a humanist, and she really wanted to help us all. And now it's up to us to help each other.
Yeah. Well, Tracy and Kevin Keegan are the parents of Marina Keegan. She died in 2012. However, her wisdom and work live on in the new collection of essays and stories titled The Opposite of Loneliness. The collection was put together with the help of Anne Fadiman, a professor of English and a mentor of Marina's at Yale. All of them will be reading from The Opposite of Loneliness tonight at Brookline Booksmith and tomorrow night at Harvard Bookstore. There is more information about the book and these readings at our website, radioboston.org. Tracy and Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
And Anne, thank you as well.
Thank you for having all of us.
Well, listeners, stay with us. Coming up, we'll take a look at the search for better and more secure passwords. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.